Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
While Donald Trump assembles his cabinet in front of the Senate this week, he's bringing in others to serve right alongside him inside the White House. Now Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is expected to join the White House as senior advisor to the president. Now, there is a federal anti-nepotism law that prevents government officials from appointing relatives, but
the anti-nepotism law apparently has an exception if you want to work in the West Wing because the president is able to appoint his own staff. So, of course, this came about to stop maybe family members serving on the cabinet.
Right.
But the president does have discretion to choose a staff of his liking.
That's Donald Trump's counselor, Kellyanne Conway, when she was campaign manager on MSNBC last month. Now, you might be thinking of John F. Kennedy here, right? Hey, didn't he hire his brother, Bobby, to be attorney general? The answer is yes. And that hire is why we now have the anti-nepotism law of 1967, just after the Kennedy era. Jared Kushner will have to clear those hurdles. Meanwhile, like his wife, Ivanka Trump, Kushner has continued to work on the Trump transition while conducting personal business. Jared Kushner is part of the multi-billion dollar real estate empire known as the Kushner Companies. And as recently as mid-November, he met with members of a major Chinese holding company called Anbang Insurance Group to talk about a redevelopment project in Manhattan. Ambassador Norm Eisen served as President Obama's White House ethics czar from 2009 until 2011. He's a former ambassador to the Czech Republic, and he's currently a fellow at the Brookings Institution and chair of the government watchdog group known as CRU. Ambassador Norm Eisen, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Well, that anti-nepotism law, as I mentioned, goes back to 1967. Lyndon Johnson signed it. What does it say about family members of the president insofar as it applies to Jared Kushner here, not being attorney general, but right in the White House itself? Can he get over it, around it? What does it say?
Well, the anti-nepotism law was passed in the wake of the relationship between Bobby Kennedy and JFK, and there were a variety of other concerns that motivated it. What it says on the face of the statute is that the president cannot employ a family member in an agency, and it expressly identifies not only the president, but lays out the family members, including sons-in-law. So if you read the statute on its face as a layperson, you think, gosh, they can't do that.
Is the way around it that the West Wing is not an agency? I mean, is it as simple as that?
Well, unfortunately, here in the Beltway, nothing is ever as simple as it seems on first reading. And so there's a heated debate. There's a bipartisan group of us who have historically taken a strict reading of the statute. I know myself, when I was in the White House as the president's special counsel, as his ethics czar, my Republican counterpart in the Bush administration, Professor Painter, we took the view that it did apply. And we did not permit family members to work in the West Wing or in the White House office, as it's technically called. Others take a more lenient view. The Justice Department has at different times articulated different views. You can get some flavor of the debate from a 1993 D.C. Circuit case, our highest federal appeals court here in the district, just below the Supreme Court, where judges discuss the applicability of this statute to Bill Clinton giving work to his wife, the then First Lady Hillary Clinton. The litigation went on for years, and the judges couldn't agree on whether the statute applied or not under those circumstances. They ultimately decided the case on other grounds, but you had different judges of the D.C. Circuit arguing vehemently one way and the other. So there's a debate about it. What's important to note here is that Mr. Kushner is agreeing to comply with the federal ethics and conflicts and disclosure laws. That's a good thing. And now we need to see how he's going to do that. And we need to evaluate that with very strict scrutiny.
Ambassador Eisen, you know, your Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington has a history of going to court and going after people and groups if they behave unethically in your view. You've laid out sort of the issues at stake. Could you wind up in court against Jared Kushner under the nepotism statute here?
I think the question with Kushner will be, let's see, we must acknowledge, it is a positive step that he says, hey, I'm going to be fully subject to the ethics laws, the conflicts laws, the disclosure laws. Now we got to see, does he really comply with them? We got to look at the facts. More importantly, the big point here is, if Kushner can follow those rules, why can't his father-in-law? And I'm very focused on the precedent that Kushner is setting. Trump has to do the same thing.
And whether it brings more attention, right, to his father-in-law and now boss Donald Trump. Look, two sides of this. Ambassador Norm Eisen of CREW in Washington. Thank you.
Thank you, Todd.